the Rove and Sam Catch-Up.
Today on the show, you'll get to catch up with Shane Warne. Ricky Lee joins us in the studio and we launch a new game called Gobby with her. As part of Remembrance Day, we'll sit down with Afghanistan veteran Damien Tomlinson. Plus, it's the Friday 500 and the Call of Fame.
Rove, you know how much I relish my privacy.
I sure do. That's why I don't even know your last name.
If you want to make sure you have privacy at your home, I suggest you contact Winston with a Y.
Oh, yeah, of course. They're the family business with over 48 years experience who can custom make blinds, awnings and crimp-safe products for your house.
And if you contact them now, you can have it all ready by Christmas.
Oh, that's great, because I'm sick of that guy who keeps breaking in over Christmas and eating all our biscuits.
Who does that?
Oh, I saw him once. He's some guy in a big red suit with a white beard.
That's Santa Champy.
Look, I don't care what his name is. I just want him away from my biscuits.
So for your custom-made blinds, awnings and crimp-safe products, go to winstonwithay.com.au.
That's Winston, spelled W-Y-N-S-T-A-N.
By the way, Rove, my last name's Frost.
Sam, be careful. Santa could be listening and he'll steal all your biscuits.
Chitty, chitty, chat, 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 chat.
Hey, yeah. Chitty chatters, what's up?
There's a lot of it in the show. I'm going to say it again. Here, now, Frosty. Congratulations, the Cosmo Fun and Fearless Awards for women, and rightfully so, you were deemed the Radio Personality of the Year. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Little sigh from Jamie. Yeah.
Congratulations. Yeah.
Oh, Jamie, you
having a beep yourself.
Thanks, team. It's really sweet. I actually received a really beautiful email. One of our chitty chatters. She sent me a really long one.
You keep going.
Anyway, and she made me tear up. It was so sweet.
That's very sweet.
Yeah.
A nice thing to be recognised for, I think, all things considered. Your photo was posted multiple times on multiple accounts and platforms. I know I did. I know, obviously, our Rove and Sam account did. I know Sasha did. I know Amy Goggins, our newsreader, did. Our producer, Alex Burway, did. So it's not like people didn't see this same photo over and over and over again, and I assume a lot of the people do follow most of those accounts. But still, for, you know, me on a good day, I think if I get... Yeah, anywhere between 500 is you know, okay, maybe I should have written something a bit funnier. You start to push up towards the 700s or the 900s or a grand, you know. Even a picture of my daughter will clock me up about 1,500, even though you don't see a tiny face. Picture of Sam Frost holding a trophy, nearly 2,000 likes.
Oh, thank you to everyone. It's really, it's actually really sweet. And everyone's been so lovely on socials. And, yeah, it's just really nice.
Yeah, and look, I just want to say I'm very proud of you for it, because I know thank this you. Isn't an easy job. And you've been thrown in the deep end and you've copped it a lot. And we've talked about a lot on the show anyway. I don't want to dwell on the negative, but I just think the way you have handled yourself with all of that and to be recognised for the work that you do and how goddamn good you are at this, I think is great. And tough competition. And this is a legitimate thing. Mm. You know, it's not like they you know, just give it out for the sake of giving it out. Mm. You know, you work very hard. And some days we don't always feel like being in here and the hours are crummy and blah, blah, blah. But, man, you're good. Man, you're funny. And especially in the last couple of weeks, I think it's hit at the right time too, because you have hit your stride. There is sass. There is confidence. As I was saying in my post yesterday, you know, you're smart, you're funny, but you're foul-mouthed as well. Got a bit of attitude. And congratulations. I think it's a wonderful accomplishment and the first of many, I'm sure, for what will be a career. Not just in this. There's more than just this to being in the entertainment industry. Dear God, I hope for all our sakes there is. But yeah, congratulations,
thank
Frosty.
Thank you, Rove. I really appreciate that. It's so lovely. Actually, it was really when I called my sister and told her, my sister started crying. She's like, I'm just so proud of you. You work so hard. It was really sweet and she was really teary.
Do you make a speech?
Yeah, I did. I just made a little speech.
So how does it work? Is it because it's obviously it's an event.
Yeah.
Daytime event.
Mm-hmm.
And like, where was it? Is it like a red carpety thing? Is it just a bit more casual?
There's like a, you know, there's a media wall. There's like all the state, like Channel 10, Channel 7, Channel 9, you know, with their people there doing like
so little Delta
interviews.
Was there?
Delta was in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and she did a fantastic bit. She was so beautiful. And Julia Gillard was there. And like all the incredible women in our industry were there. And it was really beautiful. It was just so nice to be around, you know, successful, grounded, lovely, kind people.
And I would dare say, under the circumstances of the US election, which happened this week, that the timing couldn't be better to have a bunch of a group of strong, independent, powerful, intelligent, beautiful both inside and out women in one place at one time, just to sort of have, I don't know. It just felt like just the thought that that was happening with everything that's going on in the world at the moment, and it's very easy for probably a lot of women, both here and especially overseas, to just be feeling just a bit low.
Yeah, absolutely.
That it would have been a bit uplifting, or just a place to all just go and be and just not have too many white dicks around in every sense of the word.
Yeah, well, it was, a common theme when, people went up there. I think it was, definitely felt in the whole room, I think we were all a bit deflated, to be honest. Like, for women, it was, this whole thing has been a bit of a blow to us. It was great to be there. It was perfect timing. It's exactly what I think all of us needed to just, pull our socks up, keep on keeping on, and eventually, I don't know what's going to happen.
I think what we're saying here is, I think the entire planet needs an espresso martini or two right now.
I had so many espresso martinis, but yeah. Anyway, I won't. Yeah. Anyway.
So we mentioned it very briefly at the top of the show. You had that thing last night of you've had too much to drink, and not in the way that, well, actually, it's not that you've had too much to drink. You've had espresso martinis.
Mm. Yeah. So I was buzzing. So I had like quite a few wines at the event. And we're with our executive producer, our publicist Jane, and we're just like, let's celebrate. But we finished up like at 5 p.m. So it wasn't late. Mm-hmm. And I went home and I'm just all buzz face. And, yeah, and I just couldn't sleep. I was up until 1, and my brain's like, what do you want to do right now, Sam? And I'm like, sleep. And it's like, no. So I was up for ages, and I'm like, go to sleep, Sam.
That's one of my least favourite things.
Yeah.
We chat to Shane Warne today, and there's a reference to a text message that my wife sent me, which is all based off the fact that over the weekend, I think it was a big week last week, I missed a couple of nights of sleep, as in, I went to bed much later than I would have liked. And it's surprising how quickly it can catch up with you with what we do.
Yeah.
I dare say even on a good night, you don't get anywhere near as much sleep as you should when you're dragging yourself awake at 4 o'clock in the morning. So I just crashed. And on Saturday, I just went, oh, my God, I think I'm getting a flu. I could just, I get that early stages thing. I just went, not this time. I've only just gotten over it and losing my voice. I'm going to bombard my system with everything I can, every natural and unnatural remedy. So I was at one point popping quite a few cold and flu tablets, and I must have left it too late in the day, or maybe taken more than I should have. And I know that's not a good thing. And didn't I pay the price when I, too, was up with pseudoephedrine in the middle of the night. And my body is like, I'm so weak and exhausted, but my brain is lots of happy things to do. Look at that. Oh, my God, a monkey. What if that monkey was wearing a hat? Ah, monkeys in hats, guys. Oh, what's with hats? I don't know. And it was And so I'm trying to lie. I don't know what you do. I try to lie there and focus. I try to go, right, if your mind's on, let's think of some ideas. Let's brainstorm stuff. We could trying to make my body go to sleep, and just also but letting my brain think of ideas to keep it. And if you're going to be up and thinking, try to think of something. Yeah, think of some jokes or something that could work for the show. And it just, nah.
I always think, because it puts me to sleep every single time, I always try and think about what my children will look like. Puts me to sleep.
How do they look?
Well, I don't know, because I fall asleep.
Is that what it is?
Every single time. And I think, what would they look like? And then you try and imagine it, asleep.
Do you know what mine used to, I don't know if it still is. I haven't had this in a while. Mine used to be, I would plan out wrestling matches in my head. So I would picture like two of my favorite wrestlers and just imagine, as I'm sure they do in the wrestling business, how would this match go and what would happen? And it's almost like playing a little video game in my head.
Yeah, exactly.
And I would never make it. And same thing, would put me straight to sleep.
Perfect. It's like I'm playing The Sims in my head, but I'm just like, what would it look like, okay, if I had a baby with Sasha? By the time I've already thought about Sasha's features, I'm dead asleep.
Especially now, you've got a Mo baby.
I know. Sexy. It's like a little creep.
Little biker baby. I don't know. Are we going to play 20K Last Man Standing today? Probably not.
Nah.
No.
There's not much point if you're, if you're listening outside. But anyway, for terrestrial radio people, congratulations to our listener, Amy. We gave her $20,000 today. She answered a question right. That's how radio works. So anyway, we're heading into a weekend. I'm going to have some fun. Who knows? Remembrance Day, whatever it means to you, take a moment. If it's a couple of weeks later, still take the moment.
Take a moment.
Take the moment. Here's the significantly edited catch-up. Roden Sam. The people keep wanting to know. Soda Streams.
Oh, yeah. It's a huge hit.
Oh, boy. We get a little sheet. They put little prizes on it. You could go to the movies. You could go to, you know, there's probably bloody scratchies on there or CDs, whatever they are nowadays.
Yep.
You know, it's a little something that they say, yeah, if you like someone, if you want to entice people to call. Yeah. On there is a soda stream, but it's only one soda stream. And we normally give it away in the 6 a.m. hour because you're the elite connoisseur listener at this time of
day. Exactly, and they like to have a good time all the time, the 6 a.m.
People have lost their shit getting the soda stream.
They actually have.
But then what happens beyond that, you know? And I had one to give away the other day. I didn't know what to do. I panicked.
Yeah.
So I've had a thought. Something needs to be done about this. I think we need more soda streams. At the moment, there's only one in stock to give away, but that's about to change. Sam, I couldn't be more excited to say that we have a representative from SodaStream on the line right now.
Oh, wow. This is a big deal. This is a big moment for the show.
It's like talking to royalty.
Absolutely.
Laura Wilson from SodaStream, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Laura, we love the soda. We love the stream. We love it when the soda streams. We love it if the stream comes first before the soda. We just love it no matter how it comes at us.
And our listeners love it even more.
The people, you know this, the people love soda stream.
They get
Laura,
behind it.
The people want soda stream.
I know.
Laura, take a knee.
Okay.
We have one soda stream machine to give away a day. It's not enough. Do you give it out in 6 a.m.? Do you give it at 7? You know,
what happens if you give it out too early?
Oh, I've peaked too soon on more than one occasion, as I often do with my streams. So, Laura, I guess what I'm asking is, can you pony up a few more soda streams?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, Laura.
Okay. You can have more sparkling water makers.
Now,
sparkling water makers don't make it suddenly sound fancy. Laura, do you have a fancy slogan?
For sparkling water at your fingertips, and it's just simple. Oh. I wouldn't say it's fancy. It's just,
no, you know what?
Hey.
No, not good enough. Not strong enough.
I think so.
We're changing it up. Laura, I hope you're sitting down. Are you sitting down?
Wait, let me take it. Okay, yep.
Stand up, because this is important. Actually, no, I said it. Go back to sitting down.
Okay, wait, hold on. I'm confused. Sit or stand?
Let's sit.
Okay, I'm sitting.
You're about to go weak at the knees. Soda stream.
Yep.
Because the people love it.
Perfect.
Well, look, I'm excited about our new business venture, our new partnership moving forward, Laura. I know I'm thankful, and I know the people are thankful because, Laura, SodaStream.
Because SodaStream is loved by the people.
Because the people love it.
Love Close SodaStream. Enough.
Because the people love it. It's all right. We're working on our strategy.
I definitely need some training.
Laura from SodaStream, thank you very, very much.
You're a superstar.
Thank you so much.
Wow.
The people are going to be happy, Rove.
The people are. So there you have it, guys. Soda streams, not for everyone, but we don't even know how many yet. I expect a crate to turn up by day's end. This is going to be exciting. This is a red letter day. Just when we thought that the dark clouds of the Trump era were going to engulf this nation.
Yep.
Guess what? We cut those creepy tentacles off because we got soda streams.
Exactly, guys. You're welcome. Roden
Sam. It is 7:05 on this November 11, our Remembrance Day, where, of course, we thank all those who have served our country. And we're joined by someone who's done just that. He is an Afghanistan veteran. His name is Damien Tomlinson. Damien, good morning.
Good morning. Morning.
Thank morning, you for Sam. Being Hello. Here. Now, yourself, an ex-service person, but also representing Remembrance Day with Poppy Day, poppyshop.org.au. Now, we all wear poppies on the day. A lot of people probably don't know why.
It's to mark the end of World War One. You know, the Amnesty Beach Resort at the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, which I think it's one of the two occasions that Australians get each year to really openly show their support for what our servicemen and women do. Mm. I mean, Australians in general, and I've seen this coming back as a double amputee from war in Afghanistan, Australians in general are extremely supportive of servicemen and women and the families, but I think wearing a poppy on Remembrance Day, and for me, the sort of Remember November as the hashtag is the thing that sort of rings in my mind, because that sort of shows, I think, the support that you have for families and the people who it really, war and conflict and what it takes to keep our country safe does actually cost.
So you signed up to the Defence Force when you were only 24. Could you properly comprehend the fact that what you actually are doing and the idea that you might not come home?
I mean, it might sound strange, but I'd never focused on that. You know, focus on the job that you've got to do. What you do is a job that basically all you can do is minimise risk. You know, that's the best that you can do is be the best that you can be, and the best that you can be for yourself and the guys around you, you know, to ultimately get the job done. You know, I've got to be better than the guys on the trigger at the other end of the thing. That's
absolutely
all that matters. Mm.
If I may, what was your story? Like you say, you're a double amputee. What actually happened?
I was serving in the Special Operations Task Group in 2009. I'd served for 4.5 years, and we were doing a night job, a night patrol, which is a direct action task on a target in Afghanistan, and my car hit an IED, the improvised explosive device, and it blew the right hand side of the car completely sort of clean off, the car about 3 metres over, severely amputated my right leg, my right arm was broken, my right humerus, wrist, 2 bones in my hand, 1 in my right arm. It ripped my nose off, which is fantastic because now it looks a lot better.
Wow.
Like I've been able to fix it.
You can't even tell. You wouldn't even know.
The only reason why I'm alive is because I had great people around me. You know, I had fantastic people that really turned up on game day. You know, I spent 56 minutes on the ground, and every doctor I've spoken to has no idea how I survived.
Mm.
So, you know, that's from the people on the ground. Then it moves to medical teams. I really appreciate all the servicemen, women and their families. So thank you, guys. I really appreciate what you do.
Absolutely. And not just that, you're still embracing life and taking all it has to offer, Mr. Big Time Hollywood Superstar. Currently, you're in Mel Gibson's Hacksaw Ridge.
Yeah, that was a great experience.
Mate. So. What the hell?
That's incredible.
That's amazing. So this has only been the last couple of years that you've taken on the acting part.
The last 3 years, and I never would have done it had I not lost my legs. I'd gone in, I'd read for Nikki, and then the gravity hit when the phone call came, you know. Yeah, Mel saw it and he loves it. I'm like, Mel, what?
Mel
Bay? She's like, Mel. And she goes, yeah, Mel Gibson's directing. And I'm like, wow, I think I'll get feedback off the voice. It's been positive at the moment, but
an incredible movie. Hacksaw Ridge is out now, but more importantly, of course, Remembrance Day today, poppyshop.org.au, but also there's people out on the streets. They've got the boxes.
Yeah.
They're in shops.
Buy your poppies, guys.
Buy a poppy.
And wear great thing about those poppies, sorry for jumping in.
Go for it.
Great thing about buying those poppies is 50% of the profit from the poppy that you buy in your local area stays in your local area, which is
cool.
The great thing about having RSL and Defence Care the overarching body for the poppy appeal.
Absolutely. And on this Remembrance Day, to all those servicemen and women who has helped defend our country, yourself included, Damien Tomlinson, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me, guys.
Rogan Sam. Singer Ricky Lee Coulter is coming by to have a chat in her role as ambassador for McHappy Day, which happens tomorrow. You know what? I always wonder what happened to the McDonald's family. I think Ronald is pleading his scary clown innocence. From what I hear, the Hamburglar is back in jail. Grimace is the stuntman for Patrick on SpongeBob SquarePants. But the good news is, I did hear Mayor McCheese was just voted president of the United States. Hi, Ricky Lee.
Hello. How are you?
Man, you're very happy about R&B Friday.
I could not be happier. This is the greatest news of my whole entire life, that you play nothing but R&B all day.
Welcome home.
Just classic old 50 Cent.
The best day of my life.
Just for you.
Thank you so much.
Now, guys, you're only a couple of days removed from getting back from Los Angeles. Were you there for the chaos of Tuesday?
No. So I landed 2 days ago. So I landed the day that he was elected.
Yeah, right.
So that means you would have, because
I'm probably not going to be let back in the country because I'm an immigrant.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. How do you feel about it? Because you spend a lot of time over in LA.
Yeah, I've got a working visa over there while I write the new album.
Yeah.
So who knows. Donald Trump, what the hell?
I know,
come on, guys.
Crazy talk. What's this about a new album?
Yeah. So it's I've been working on it for about 6 or 7 months, taking my time. It'll be finished when it's finished.
Yeah.
I, you know, it's been an interesting 7 months just kind of peeling back the layers and uncovering what it's going to sound like, and it kind of reveals itself in time. It's that all just sounds so corny. I know.
No, it doesn't at
but
all.
Yeah, over time, you know, I never go into writing an album knowing what it's going to be, what it's going to sound like, what I'm going to talk about, anything like that. It just kind of, it finds its own way.
What do you draw your inspiration from at the moment?
There's a lot. Relationship-wise, super happy. Greatest thing in my whole life.
Just a quick side note, does that make things easier to write about?
Harder. Or,
yes.
Because nobody wants to hear you banging on about how happy you are. Everyone loves, like, Adele and Sam Smith, where everyone's heartbroken and lonely and sad.
Those songs always make me cry.
I know.
It's really good. I'm living in the States and I'm making cash. People don't want
to
hear that song.
Nobody wants to hear that stuff. They want to hear that you're, like, your heart's broken and that you hate your life. That's what they want to hear.
Yeah.
So, I find inspiration in a lot of things, but I don't want to reveal too much.
I hear what you're saying.
You know what I mean.
And speaking of inspiring, of course, you're here for McHappy Day, which helps make little kids and their families a little bit happier with what they're going through.
Yeah. So I've been working with Ronald McDonald House Charities for 12 years now.
Oh, wow.
I was on Idol. It was the first charity I ever worked with. I was 18 years old and I just couldn't. You get so caught up in yourself and what was going on, especially with Idol and the hype and all of that kind of stuff. And then I went and visited the house, and it's stuck with me ever since. It's never left me. It left a really big mark on me. And so I've always wanted to be involved with Ronald McDonald House Charities, and I've worked with them ever since. And this is my second year in a row doing McHappy Day, but I've done it for years and years over the time.
I flip burgers in my time.
And just very quickly for our listeners who don't know what McHappy Day is, what does it involve?
So really, on McHappy Day, everybody just come out to your local McDonald's. If you buy a Big Mac, $2 from every Big Mac goes to the charity. They're also selling socks for $3, Ronald socks, stripy Ronald socks.
Oh, nice.
And they've got little helping hands that you can buy at the counter. And even just donations, if you just want to give, you know, a dollar, 50 cents, 20 cents, 50 bucks, it all helps. And I like getting involved on the day, and it's so nice to see so many people coming out and being a part
of the day.
That's
create a really good vibe. That's what I like about
it. It's really nice, you know, and people really do love getting involved.
Now, one thing, we had Millsy in here recently, and he was talking about his Idol experience, and it actually, we weren't any of us aware at the time how depressed he got afterwards, and he had some pretty dark moments where, you know, he was even contemplating taking his own life, which is a horrible, horrible thought for someone have gone through. And I dare say that yours was nowhere near as bad as that. Was it kind of something that you weren't really aware of at the time yourself?
Yeah.
For what you were all going through?
Yeah, I mean, it's such a shift in life. You go from just kind of walking around the shops in your thongs on the Gold Coast to, like, people taking photos of you ramming shapes in your mouth and when you're walking down the street and the attention and the criticism, and it's really hard to deal with, and it's not easy, but and everyone deals with it differently. So I've struggled over time, and I think my weight has always been something that people talk about, and that's been something that over time has, you know, it's not something that bothers me now, but when I was younger, when I was a kid and I didn't really know how to deal with all of that, it's just such an odd thing to wrap your head around.
Absolutely. Rove and Sam. And right now we're going to launch this.
I'm so embarrassed of our producing team who sung along to that.
No expenses been spared.
It's Gobby. Are you guys proud of yourself? Is that a career highlight?
You guys
highlight?
Nailed that. Now, that was fantastic.
It's called different things in different parts of the world.
What is this contraption?
We have a mouth guard contraption that goes in. It basically pulls your cheeks out.
Yep.
So you're really just talking through your teeth. That's right. So and then we have cards here, and we're going to have to guess.
I'm going to guess.
So I'll go first.
So, Rove, you pop the plastic in your mouth.
Okay.
Open it up.
It's like you're going to the dentist.
Yeah, that's just... Okay, oh, my goodness! Go. Oh, my goodness, okay. That's terrifying!
Okay.
Are we all set to go?
Yes, go. Oh. Now,
okay.
you do something.
I already got my first card.
I can see, like, you have 500 teeth.
That's
is that the normal amount of teeth in a human?
Yeah, you've got a lot of teeth. Oh my god. Okay. I can't swallow.
Yeah. Do you need some tissues to clean up the drool?
You need some tissues.
Oh.
How are your wisdom teeth going,
Ro? I'm going to read out my first sentence.
Okay, go.
Drew coffee infused with Gotham Ginkles.
Am I guessing it? Coffee infused. Do coffee infused.
Coffee infused with Gotham Lentils.
Drink coffee infused with ginger lentils.
He can't put his lips together, so you can't say what, like B's or D's, right?
Brewed coffee infused with bottom dimples.
What?
Okay. Oh, this is kind of like Cards Against Humanity.
A dig kind of drown blue.
You can't put on a strange accent.
It's helping.
Are you putting on a German accent?
A dig kind of drown blue
glaze.
What? A dig. Read my lips.
Yeah. I can see so much slobber.
A drown blue glaze.
Yeah.
Go.
You're disgusting.
I did kind of drown a drone. Blown, sorry. Drone blue balloons.
Something about balloons.
Yes?
Something about balloons.
A big pint of brown blown blue balloons.
You can't even say that sentence without the gobby in it.
So I got one. Score to beat is one, Ricky Lee.
It's Ricky Lee's turn.
Oh, my God.
Oh, be careful.
It is attractive. You'll be surprised how easy it gets.
Hopefully, he doesn't wreck your beautiful makeup.
There she is.
Ricky Lee.
Did you see our crooked dotted teeth?
Okay, Ricky Lee's turn to Gobby now.
Yes.
Take your cards and away you go.
Okay, hold on just 1 second.
She looks delightful.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, go. Oh, I can see right down your throat.
That's what she
said. Take it away, sister.
I.
Ricky Lee struggling to even talk.
Wow, is that what I look like? It's just all teeth. It's like someone has ripped your lips off your face. What?
I hate my teeth.
I'm so sorry that you had to look at me.
Thanks, guys. Thank you so much.
Okay.
I got it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
What?
She's struggling.
Do you have tears in your eyes?
She's struggling. I can't tell if she's laughing or crying because her mouth is just frozen in this grimace.
There
we go.
Okay, go.
My boyfriend saw a crow die.
My last boyfriend saw a crow dying. That was right, right?
That was pretty close. So it wasn't a crow dying.
No.
My.
She's doing the
symbols now. Strong arms. Buff.
Boyfriend.
Oh,
I'm drilling. Saw.
Oh, yeah. You just drilled on your shirt. Oh, my God. I apologize.
We're getting there.
It's like as if you've got a numb mouth.
What was that one? Give us a look. What was that one?
My buff boyfriend saw a chrome dome.
Is that what you said? Okay. Do you want to try one more? Here we go. It's a chance to redeem yourself.
We got one more. Do you need a bib?
We do need a
bib. Ricky Lee needs a bib, guys.
Can we get a tarpaulin into the studio, please?
Or a bucket.
Just a mop and bucket.
I can't start drilling. Okay. Hashtag.
Oh.
Hashtag. Got it.
Oh, my mouth is sore for you.
Here we go.
Hashtag a whooshy dick.
A whooshy dick? Did you say dick? Ricky Lee.
Sam, mumbling it into the microphone doesn't make it any better. Just, are we allowed to say dick?
Ooshy.
Yeah. We're pointing to downstairs, so bushy.
What's the last one are you saying? Duck.
Deck.
Deck.
Yeah.
Deck. Oh, well, that's just misleading, guys.
So, ooshy.
So what do you think it is, Sam?
Bushy deck.
Is that right?
Yeah!
She got it!
Oh, see, can you understand why that's so misleading?
That was...
Oh, you're crying! Oh,
It's gonna be.
Oh, Ricky Lee's crying.
That was so funny. It's so frustrating when you can't say B. Who would have thought that B's are so important?
Who would have thought with all that? But we still got the deck out, guys. We still got the deck out.
Oh, goodness me. Oh, clean up your tears and drool.
The Big Mac. Buy a Big Mac. Support McHappy Day tomorrow or donate at rmhc.org.au. Bloody ripper Ricky Lee.
You're a legend, Ricky Lee. We love you.
Thanks, guys. Hold on.
Coming up next, I thank you very much, Ricky Lee. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks so much for having me, guys. I love Roe and Sam.
And coming up next, it's the Friday Size Huns.
Roe and Sam.
I know it's like 15 seconds, but it's just piano, right? We can wrap this up. Hey, do you remember, you know the actor Mark Wahlberg? He was in The Other Guys with Will Ferrell, Transformers, Ted. He's got the big one, Deepwater Horizon, coming out.
Sure.
That was him.
What?
As Marky Mark.
Oh, well, there you go. And Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
Funky Bunch!
For your R&B Fridays, guys.
Whatever happened to the Funky Bunch?
I don't know.
Are they all right?
Maybe.
I hear there's not as many of them.
Oh, did they die? What? What?
Is Sasha listening to this?
Yeah.
Are you embarrassing him right now? Sam could be trying to make it into
Friday 500.
$500 if you've embarrassed your partner, like I do, every single day.
Oh,
isn't it sweet?
Except when you're winning awards like yesterday. Fun and fearless radio personality of the year. Thank you, Cosmopolitan Magazine.
Thanks for that, Rove. Fearless. Good morning, Phyllis.
Hi, how you guys going?
Hi, Phyllis. You're fun and Phyllis.
This is a bit of a funny one. I shouldn't really be laughing.
Oh, sorry. Phyllis, sorry.
Okay, let's go.
That's
here we
okay.
go.
Why do you think you should get the Friday 500, Phil?
Okay, so I really totally embarrassed my boyfriend in a painful way. I actually dropped a bowling ball on his foot and broke his toe.
Oh, jeez. Straight up and down. There we go.
I was a bit of a ditz. I picked up a ball that was way too heavy, and I just went bam. And
what
I
was
just
it? Was it a 12? Was it a 12 or 14? You should have gone. Always go the 8.
Okay, good tip for next time. I don't know if there'll be a next time.
Broke his foot,
get on, you
mate. Okay, thank you, Phyllis. We're away.
Okay, like cool. It. Chantal in Penrith. Good morning.
Hi guys, how are you going?
Great,
very
Chantal.
Well. What have you done to embarrass your partner?
Okay, so me and my partner went ice skating last weekend. Mm-hmm. And we met up with a group of his friends for the first time. I face planted and I had to get 2 stitches on my eyebrow.
Oh,
as
okay.
I face planted down, my dress also split right up the middle.
That's a little bit sexy, right?
Yeah. All he could do was laugh. All I could do was be a bright tomato in front of everybody on the ring.
Well, at least everyone will remember you.
Every cloud. Thank
and then
you, Sam.
I'm never going to that ice skating rink again.
Yeah, fair enough.
Thank you, Chantal.
Danny in West Pennant Hills. Good morning, Danny.
Good morning.
Now, oh yeah, go far away.
Oh yeah, sorry.
Sorry, Danny. Okay, Danny, you go.
The other weekend, I was really. We'd gone out. My partner and I had gone out for a big night drinking.
Sure.
I was really drunk. We got out of the cab and he lived at the top of an apartment building. So I was running up the stairs because I needed to vomit and I didn't think I'd get to the bathroom in time. And of course I didn't. I leant over the railing and vomited down every single floor on my partner as well because he was down below.
Really?
And to top it off, I was obviously too intoxicated to do anything. He had to go back out and clean up the vomit from every single staircase. So thanks to my partner for that one.
That Danny, is really
a vomit
sweet.
Waterfall. I think you get the Friday 500.
Yeah,
nice
you
job.
Do. Congratulations, Danny.
Oh, thank you.
And if it makes you feel any better, Sasha's had to do the same for me. So
that is love.
Aww.
That is true,
yeah,
true
that's
love.
That's something in common, Danny.
Rove and Sam. Cricket legend and master of the 2 a.m. text message, Shane Warne joins us to reveal the breakthrough that Advanced Hair Studio has made with their new stem cell hair regrowth therapy. Wow. Isn't it amazing what stem cell research can do? I'm hoping one day they'll be able to increase a man's height so he doesn't bang his head on the turnstile. Wait a second. This is another height joke. I swear when I find whoever's writing these, I'm going to hire a helicopter to fly up and slap you in the face.
Shane Warne, g'day.
What an intro.
There's a lot going on. Now, I love that you are still with the Advanced Hair team. You, in the past, of course, you're one of the first real celebrity spokespeople to come out about this. And I kind of think it's actually a relatively brave thing to do. Was there ever any hesitation back in the day to put up your hand and go, not only did I have a hair issue, but, you know, I'm happy to let people know that I've done something about it?
Yeah, look, that's right, Rove. I think the thing is, for me, I didn't like going bald, so I wanted to do something about it. And sure, I copped a bit of ribbing about it. And then suddenly I had about another 10, 12 cricketers come and say, hey, mate, what do you do with your hair? I want to do the same to mine. But I think now it's acceptable that people want to look good. So all I can say to the people out there, if you're worried and it affects your life, affects your confidence, you wear a hat when you shouldn't, just come into the boys at Advanced Hair Studio, have a consultation, and they will actually tailor-make a program for you.
Brilliant. I'll get my boyfriend on board. Channel 7, they've said that they're going to do a biopic on the life of you.
Or biopic. Yes.
Yawn.
Now, do you get any choice in this? Do you have any involvement?
Zero.
Zero.
So basically that makes 13, I think, unauthorised biographies. It makes a telemovie, whatever Channel 7 are doing. It also makes a stage musical. I'm not sure there's been any too many other sportsmen that have had a musical, that have had a telemovie about them, and 13 unauthorised biographies. So I suppose I should feel wonderful and proud that that people are doing those things without even asking me.
Now, they're making a lot of money off you. Is there any way you can, like, get a little portion of it because they're using your name, or is it... I don't know how it works.
Just watch this space. I might have something that would be a lot more interesting than what Channel 7 are doing. In the next couple of weeks, we're working on something that I think you'll enjoy a lot more.
Oh, well,
stay tuned.
We will.
Stay tuned.
Hey, mate, look, you're the man I go to for relationship advice.
That's it, yep. What do you need?
Well, I got a text message from my missus, and I know you know how to send a decent text, so I just want you to help me out with a reply that I need to work on, right, okay? So yeah. I've had a bit of issues where our little one's got a bit of a flu, so she's been up at night and not getting much sleep. I have a habit of, I don't sit still in my sleep. I kind of move around a bit. I'm not awake, so I don't know what's going on. But apparently there's some sort of thing I do with my mouth when I sleep. Anyway, the text messages come in. Are you going to make noises and dance around again tonight? If so, I might sleep in the other room.
Ooh.
Sleepy emoji face.
Yes.
Can you help me with a reply that I should just send for that?
If the roles were reversed, I'd do exactly the same, so no problem.
Should I send an emoji? I'll send a little warning emoji.
And send a little thumbs up. And the warning emojis are coming as well, but you can send a little thumbs up with the end of it and everything will be fine.
Okay, I'll do a little eggplant wink just to add my little flair to it.
Warning emojis. I'm looking
forward
to them.
Yeah, there's some naughty ones too, so stay tuned for that too. Look,
it's all happening.
It's all happening. In the words of Bill Laurie, it's all happening.
It's all happening in the world of Warn. Well, thanks very much, mate. Also a pleasure. And as you said, Advanced Hair Studios, they'll help you out. 1-800-800-500. Shane Warne, thank you, mate.
Thanks so
much. Cheers, guys. Thank you.
Rove and Sam.
It's the end of the week. What we like to do is reward you, our wonderful listeners. You guys, man, we can't say it enough. You're funny.
Yep.
You don't even know it sometimes, how much you entertain us. So what we'd like to do is just award and recognise your incredible contribution to our show with this. You can be the
greatest. You can be the best. Bring it in the Hall of Fame.
I am the greatest.
Oh, I love our Call of Fame. And the winner of our Call of Fame gets a $100 Visa gift card. So that's great.
And Sam, stop press.
Yes.
Today, what? I'm also adding in the SodaStream.
Rob, you're so generous with your SodaStreams today.
We spoke to the SodaStream people. Every time we give away a SodaStream, the place goes bananas.
Absolutely.
We've had callers lose their mind over getting a SodaStream.
Yes, we have. Hey, he should be in the Call
of Fame.
So
we called them up today. So we only said, we only get one a show. That's not enough. So they said, you know what? The people want it, they get it.
Exactly right.
You know, maybe everyone gets one. Feeling that generous.
Hey, that's crazy talk.
I don't know how many we got. I could be writing SodaStream checks my butt can't cash, but I don't care.
Okay, team.
It's the new era. That's what's happening.
So we've got a few special mentions for our Call of Fame first.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
This is, of course, any reason people have gone to it.
Mate,
they could be calling in to complain. If we put them on and they entertain us, boom, you're on.
Exactly. But please don't complain.
Don't
It'll make me sad.
You know what? Just angry tweets. You know how it works.
Hey, don't do that either. That's why I don't have Twitter. Okay, we're getting distracted.
Oh, come on.
Isabel from Ride. She called in for Do You Know a Bridezilla? She gets a little special mention.
I was invited to the wedding, and at the time I had blue and purple hair. And after I RSVP'd to her, she said, you know you're going to have to change your hair before the wedding.
What?
This is you just attending as a guest?
Yeah, I did dye it. I dyed it back to brown.
Isabel, I'm so disappointed in you.
Isabel, thanks for calling.
But. I'm listening, Isabel.
But I did wear an outrageous rainbow dress to the wedding.
Yay!
Still disappointed that she changed her hair, but hey, you know what?
She brought herself back. She brought herself back.
Exactly right. Another.
She gets a soda stream.
She gets a soda stream. Isabel, there you go. You can drink away your disappointment. Okay. Jake from Cronulla, he called in for when did you not show up after Jamie the Button Pusher decided not to show up to work?
Instead of showing up, I just decided to throw a massive party at my house and we just got smashed. I ended up getting fired. Through the party is a bit of a more of a celebration, I suppose. Why not? It's like party, my house, get here. Everyone just got there. Massive party. House was trash. Parents were in Hawaii.
Man, that still makes me laugh. Jake from Cronulla, you legend. But the winner.
SodaStream.
SodaStream, mate, for Jake. He can, like, party with your SodaStream.
Absolutely.
Pop some vodka in it. Don't mind if I do.
Why not?
Am I allowed to say that? Yeah, sure.
Of course you are.
It's Friday.
I hope so.
But the winner.
No!
All right, Jake.
Our winner for the Call of Fame this week is Johnny from Engadine, who called in for the Friday 5 hunt with this beauty.
My partner's great-grandmother sitting down having Christmas dinner. Grandmother's been sitting on the lounge for a while. Anyway, they go over and give her a nudge, and she falls over. She's dead. And they said, we could call the ambulance, but it's probably going to take the better part of an hour to get out here. Or we could just eat Christmas dinner while it's still hot.
No!
So they propped her up at the table and one last dinner.
Johnny.
One last Christmas dinner.
Had you got your presents off of you?
No, they just put her arms behind her back and they used her hands for her. Put her on
Johnny.
Grandma's voice while hiding behind her.
Oh, no, this doesn't fit.
Oh, Johnny! That's
Johnny, you superstar.
A story and a half.
$100 Visa gift card and a soda stream. You reckon? It's winner, winner, chicken dinner. Oh, thank you so much again. I know Rove already said, but thanks to our listeners. You guys are hilarious and awesome, and we love you. Great catch up today, Rove.
I had a ball too. I think I'm feeling good because of all the rest I'm getting at home.
I'm guessing you've got your new blinds.
That sounds a little personal, but yes, you're right. Our friends at Winston with a Y came down and sorted us out, not only with new blinds, but also awnings and CrimSafe products.
That's the sort of service you receive when you're dealing with the family-owned business that has over 48 years' experience.
And as I discovered, if you contact them now, you can have it all sorted by Christmas.
So go to winstonwithay.com.au.
That's Winston with a Y.
Why?
Well, because that's how they spell their name.
No, I know. I was just reminding people why.
Why is it spelt with a Y or just Y?
Why?
Why am I asking you about the why and why are you talking about the why?
You've really had too much sleep, haven't you?
Thanks to Winston Blinds, Awnings and CrimSafe, I'm chock full of the energy and I'm ready to zing.